A delay to long-running roadworks on a busy city road will cause 7 more weeks of hell for businesses, residents and commuters, it has been claimed. The agonising wait for a £1.6 million roundabout replacement at Sweetbriar Road's junction with Dereham Road in Norwich was originally scheduled to be over. However, days before the original completion date, the goalposts were moved, with a new forecast finishing date of June the 8th. This means the works, which began in August, will carry on 7 weeks longer than planned. The works, which when completed will see the roundabout made bigger and parts of the road widened, have caused months of lengthy delays for motorists, with around 40,000 vehicles estimated to use it every day. It has also caused problems for businesses occupying the area, who have suffered the impact of the traffic flow.
Work has begun on a multi-million pound project to prepare a Norwich depot for the new fleet of trains that will serve the region from 2019. Greater Anglia is investing more than £40 million in the scheme, which will see the Crown Point depot, which opened in 1982, transformed to accommodate the longer trains. The large-scale expansion will include better facilities to house and maintain the 58 new trains which are being built by Stadler, as well as including a new train washing facility, improved servicing equipment, and the ability to store and dispense more fuel. The depot will also gain upgraded toilet maintenance facilities, as all the new trains will have large tanks to collect waste rather than emptying it onto the tracks. Stadler will be responsible for maintaining its brand new trains at the depot, and around 70 Greater Anglia staff will transfer to Stadler, with some spending time training with the company across Europe. Mike Keane, Greater Anglia Franchise and Programs Director, said this. The investment in Crown Point Depot is great news for Norwich and Norfolk.
Step after step, over a gruelling 36 hours, a father of three from Norfolk has become the first paralysed man to walk the London Marathon. Simon Kindlysides from Blowfield has spent the last 2 days walking around the 26.2-mile marathon course using a ReWalk exoskeleton suit and surrounded by a team of supporters. Mr. Kindlysides was diagnosed with functional neurological disorder and a glioma brain tumour in 2013, leaving him paralysed from the waist down. But the 33-year-old has been determined not to let his paralysis hold him back. In 2015, he hand-cycled from London to Paris and raised more than £5,000 for charity. He set off with thousands of others on one of the toughest races in the world. By the time the winner, Eliud Kipchoge, crossed the finish line in little over 2 hours, Mr. Kindlysides was still facing 24 miles and 34 hours on the road. But he is now the first paralysed man ever to complete the race. "I am in a lot of pain," he said. "It has taken it out of me, and I don't know how it is going to affect me physically afterwards. Walking through the night when it was dark and no one was around was really difficult, and the team really kept me going."
A Norfolk manufacturing company has secured a coveted business award. Lintott Control Systems, which is based in Beauthorpe, has been named among the winners of the Queen's Awards for Enterprise in the innovation category. The company, which specialises in the design, manufacture and maintenance of water and wastewater treatment systems, was given the award for a new online service which is delivering benefits to the firm and its customers. Named iCatalyst, the suite contains an online tool which allows customers to design and configure their own systems and stores general drawings, electrical schematics and user manuals, accessible through QR codes. The system also enables Lintott to operate a visual digital factory, integrating tools to manage design, production and project management, with the aim of streamlining its internal processes and helping to increase digital and automation capabilities. The Queen's Award judges said the system radically reduces the development time of bespoke equipment from tens of days to just hours, as well as reducing costs for the company and the consumer.
A cat left standing in its own excrement was one of 2,588 animal cruelty complaints investigated by the RSPCA in Norfolk last year. The charity's annual animal cruelty statistics ranked Norfolk as the fourth cruelest county in the South East. Cases investigated last year included a grey tabby cat which was left inside a puppy crate for up to a month at a time. Inspectors found the animal's litter tray overflowing with faeces, and it had been left with little water. Another case resulted in a lame horse being put down. The charity said the animal was in poor condition and was finding it difficult to walk due to its overgrown hooves. The owners of both animals were later sentenced into court and fined. The RSPCA said the most calls received in Norfolk related to dogs, 1,410 calls, followed by cats, 682, and equines, 251.
Colleges in the region have warned that their tight budgets are being spread even thinner as they fight to stop the impact creeping into the classroom. With debate often on schools and universities, further education has been dubbed the Cinderella of the field. Per pupil funding for 16 to 18-year-olds has stayed the same for 6 years. Funding for 18-year-olds was cut in 2014 and costs have risen across the board. Studies have warned that per-student spending is at a similar level in real terms to that of 30 years ago, while another found that in 2013-14, almost half of colleges ran deficits. Jerry White, City College Norwich, Deputy Principal, which ran a £73,000 deficit in the year up to last July, said it came amidst rising national insurance, pension and wage bills. He said the funding cuts for 18-year-olds from £4,000 to £3,300 alone cost the college, which has a good rating for its financial health from the government, roughly £600,000.
A dentist from Norwich has thanked the many dozens of East Anglian businesses, schools and individuals who are helping him enhance the lives of Syrian refugees in Lebanon. Dr. Gautam Sharma, who sees NHS and private patients at his West Earlham Dental Health practice, is days away from participating in a specialist charity mission where he will provide dental care to refugee adults and children as part of a recently established outreach programme. He said, "There are 1.5 million Syrian refugees sitting in that valley who fled Syria to try to get better conditions, and they've got no sort of dental aid or help, and they're in a lot of pain. If I can put a smile onto people's faces and get them out of pain, that's a really rewarding thing for me to do." Several weeks ago, Mr. Sharma appealed to the Norfolk and Suffolk community to generously contribute gifts and gestures which could be shared with the young children. He said the response was more than he or his team might ever have expected. He added, "I would particularly like to thank the Tavram and District Lions Club, who recently dropped in with a large amount of toothbrushes, colouring books, puppets and more. Groups like this have really helped encapsulate what a charity mission like this is all about." Now to our first feature, written by Trevor Heaton. More than 150 years ago, a photographic revolution swept through our towns and cities. A new local book opens the shutter on a world of top hats, crinolines and carte de visite. Here is Sarah Lusher to tell us more.